from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 17th. Chloe, July 17th. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Rue Girl, everything's better with lemon. So I came across this article that's basically a collection of the author's favourite lemon recipes. They're all pretty easy to make and perfect for summer. The first one is a homemade pasta dish with lemon garlic ricotta, brown butter sauce, and fresh basil. It sounds intimidating, but the author swears it's worth the effort. They also have a lemon cake recipe that's packed with fresh raspberries and topped with a sweet lemon glaze. Another dish is lemon garlic shrimp with orzo, which is light and filling at the same time. Then there are lemon blueberry muffins that are perfect for breakfast or a snack. The article also includes a creamy lemon ice cream recipe that's great for hot summer days. It's got a nice balance of sweet and tart flavours. And finally, there's a refreshing lemon lavender drink that's perfect for brunch or a hot day. The author says it's a great base for a cocktail too. Next, second, from Beyond the Kale, the laziest way to make the best dinner of your week. I just skimmed the piece. It's basically a friendly cheat sheet for anyone who wants a solid dinner without the dish pile up. The author rolls out 10 one-pan recipes, most of them chicken-centric, and each one leans on a single skillet or sheet pan so the flavours mingle while you're cleaning up. She highlights a few standouts. Greek chicken with lemon rice, a sun-dried tomato, marry me chicken orzo, coconut lime chicken over creamy rice, Mediterranean chicken with olives, and a Moroccan-style version topped with tzatziki. There's also a quick French onion chicken, Italian sausage gnocchi, and a salmon asparagus sheet pan. A quick gear list rounds it out. Big skillet or cast iron pan, oven-safe option, tongs, a meat thermometer, and airtight containers for leftovers. The tone is low-key, just sharing tools and recipes, with a gentle nudge toward her Amazon store and a paid newsletter for deeper dives. Up next, third from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge, CPTSD as a pattern recognition injury. I'm glad you asked. This piece isn't reporting a new trial or meta-analysis, just a fresh way of thinking about complex PTSD. The author suggests that for autistic, ADHD, gifted, or twice exceptional folks, the injury isn't only emotional. It also hits the brain's pattern recognition system that they rely on to make sense of the world. The argument builds on what we already know about CPTSD. Chronic trauma reshapes how the nervous system handles safety, relationships, and identity. The new layer is that neurodivergent brains often spot subtle shifts or inconsistencies long before anyone else does, and then they're told that their noticing is the problem. Over time, that dismissal can wound the very mechanism they use to stay oriented. The author calls this a pattern recognition injury, proposing that the trauma is encoded not just in feelings, but in the meaning-making architecture of the mind. It's a conceptual framing, not yet backed by large-scale studies, but it resonates with many personal accounts. If you or someone you know fits that neurocomplex profile, it might be worth exploring therapy that validates both the emotional and the perceptual side of the experience, rather than focusing solely on relational hurt. And then, fourth, from Off-Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft. What if reality has a hidden blueprint? Free movie weekend. Illusion. The film Illusion is a documentary that strings together interviews with physicists, consciousness researchers, architects, and philosophers to explore the idea that the geometric patterns we see in ancient monuments and in nature might reflect an underlying order. It isn't presenting new experimental data. The evidence it cites comes from existing studies, like cymatics work, showing sound shaping sand into crystal-like shapes, and from observations of architectural alignments at sites such as Stonehenge and the Pyramids. The director, Melissa Teitel, frames these findings as a narrative about sacred geometry, suggesting that mathematics could be a kind of language woven into reality. The film leans heavily on visual storytelling and personal testimony rather than on systematic research, so its claims should be taken as speculative rather than conclusive. If you're curious about the intersection of ancient symbolism, modern physics, and the aesthetics of pattern, the documentary offers a visually striking, thought-provoking walk through those ideas. It's more a meditation on possibility than a presentation of hard-won scientific proof. Next, fifth, from Jane Fonda Wellness, Mignon McCarthy. I just read about Mignon McCarthy, a friend from the 80s. We met through her work with the Campaign for Economic Democracy, a statewide organisation in California that my ex-husband Tom Hayden and I started. Mignon was the one who helped me fundraise during a tough recession. I launched the Jane Fonda workout to support it, and she was a regular in my classes. We became close friends and even co-wrote a book together, Women Coming of Age. We shared a love for walking and would often trek through forests with our dogs. Mignon was smart, curious, and had a great sense of humour. We lost touch after I moved to Atlanta, but I recently visited her after hearing about her rapidly advancing Alzheimer's. She still lived in the same apartment in Santa Monica that I'd found for her decades ago, a testament to the rent control we helped establish there in the 70s. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow, that's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.